on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time now for the Victorian Form Preview, and on this Friday we are racing at Ballarat on the wax, the synthetic, so we'll try and find you all of your winners this Friday to build the bank for the weekend, and Glennie Ingram is the man to do so. How are you, Glenn?
Going very well, thank you, Michael. Yeah, it looks a good card. A little bit of value through the middle part, and hopefully we can land the quarry.
All right, that's what I like, that confidence. What we need is a little bit of inside mail as well. And trainer Mitch Friedman's the man that hopefully will be able to steer us into a winner from his team today. He's taking two to the synthetic. Race number three, Guido, is the first of those. How are you, Mitch?
Yeah, very well. And yourself?
Yeah, very well. Have you decided to run these two on the synthetic because they just don't like wet tracks, especially Guido, who's making its debut today?
He's a bit unexposed to the ground. He probably didn't love it at Tatura the other day, but it's a bit of a tight turning track. So, we just wanted to kick him off over a bit of a distance, and this race come up, and he seems to have worked okay on it at home.
He's by Jackalbury, so is he fast enough to win on debut over 1,500?
Oh, I think he needs a bit of racing underneath him and probably a bit further, in my opinion, but and probably even some headgear down the track, but... Yeah, I'm sure he'll be strong at the finish at 1,500 today and hopefully can build into the prep.
All right, well, we'll look for him to hit the line. And then Broadway Lane loves the synthetic, three starts for two wins and a place, and looks a nice race again from barrier one today in the last.
Yeah, pretty hot race, I reckon. There's a lot of speed on there. Looks like the horse of McAvoy's been trialling well and it's been good on the synthetic in the past. So he steps up in grade. He's got a soft draw there and he'll be exposed late and see if he can get over the top of him.
He's won on both the Pakenham and the Ballarat synthetic. Does he have a leaning either way? Which one's best?
No, I don't think so at this stage. He just doesn't handle any shifty ground or any soft ground. So... he's the horse that's really suited at this time of year with plenty of synthetic racing, and he'll go there and run well again today, but it's just a matter of how he handles the rising grade.
Good luck today, Mitch.
Thanks very much.
Mitch Friedman joining us there. Let's get stuck into the selections for Ballarat today. We've got a pretty firm favourite in the first race. We've lost number five. So what's the deductions there? So it's a fair whack, 15 cents and 13 cents the place, with number five being scratched, which means Water Bomber, you could have got as much as around about $2.50 yesterday, is now into $1.70. Michael Kent Jr. yesterday said, look, it should be winning first up, and the market reflects that now. Finance Harlem's at $2.50, and then you're out to Hanster at $9.50. So $1.70 is getting tight, but are you in the Water Bomber camp as well?
I'm not actually, Michael. I was last preparation a couple of times and sort of burnt my money. But I'm going with the new blood here in the two, Finance Harlem. Coming down from Sydney, ex-Waller horse. He's first up to the new stable in Tom Davenick. And he's had a couple of gear changes. And the jump outs have been very good. Even the latest in the worst ground at Mortlake there, where I think he finished third. No profile on him on this type of surface. But I'm going to go with him on top. From the nine, Water Bomber. The two-year-old, he's carried a bit of a rap on him right throughout his career and he's yet to deliver, but he has been thereabouts. Again, no synthetic trial to work off, but two competitive jump outs at Cranbourne. He's been gelded this prep and he's very firm in the market, as you said. So the four pacers, very consistent with their winning, likes this track. Not sure he can beat the top two, but is in the market there. And the eight, Mr. Jones, has jumped out well enough to figure in the money too. I'm going to go with the new blood there, the Finance Harlem. Numbers are 2, 9, 4 and 8.
2, 9, 4 and 8. So tipping Finance Harlem at $2.50 to knock off the hot pot Water Bomber in the first at Ballarat on the synthetic today. Race number two is over the 1,000. King Tommy is first up here from the Matt Ellerton stable. It's the favourite at around about $2.90. We can then go down to Catching Clouds, which is a debutante at $4.20. Tequila Spirit, $4.40. And then what's this one? Allegorical at $11 from the Corston stable. So King Tommy's the favourite here. Who do you like?
Yeah, very competitive race and open race with that, Michael. I'm going with the top weight, impressive enough, on debut. I think this guy's a bit of a watch here. He was slow out, but showed he could gallop in his only jump out at Mornington. I've been waiting to see if there's been any money around for him, and I do notice that he was 21 into $12 on the six odds yesterday. So That's enough to get me interested, and he wouldn't have to be a star to win this. So I'm going to go with him on top. Beat the three, King Tommy, second prep, but judging by his jump outs, he's still doing the same as his first. He's very keen, unwilling to settle. I guess if there's a track where you want to go flat chat from the outset over 1,000 metres, then this is the one to do it on. He may even settle better on race day. So he can win. And the nine, Catching Clouds, is a typical rich enough filly on debut. She's a good size. She's pretty sharp. She's had two goes on the Pakenham Synthetic at the jump outs. She moved well there. The blinkers go on. She'll be up there mixing it with the favourite, King Tommy. And 11, Tequila Spirit, has exposure on this track. Two runs here last time around. Resumes off a long break, but he will need to be forward enough here with so much expected speed up front. We'll watch the market there. Numbers are 1, 3, 9 and 11.
1, 3, 9 and 11, race number 2 at Ballarat. Race number 3 is over 1,500 metres. The scratchings here are 8, 9, 12, 15, 16, 17 and 18, which means Lawbreaker is a $2.90 favourite. Striking Plains at $3.70. Sweet Tycoon, $5. And then you're out to $7 plus the remainder. So Lawbreaker's the favourite here. Who do you like in the third?
Yeah, very low confidence race again, Michael. I've got the 7 Striking Plains on top. He was a little bit plain on debut at Mowi. He was soft in betting and ran accordingly. He was off a bit early. He really only got warm late there behind a handy one in Bolton, who we'll see at Caulfield tomorrow, and the step up to 1,500 is more suitable. The synthetic is the unknown, but I often find with the proven runners, they improve second up from what I've seen over the years anyway. And the 10, Lawbreaker, was okay last start here, three wide throughout, never winning, but really hung tough. The blinkers go on, and that could be the improvement she needs. The 11, Sweet Tycoon for Andrew Noblett. Andrew scratched his other runner, Excuse Amaya. Her run here last start was okay. She was doing her best work at the finish. And the 6, Palatial Rock, will be huge odds. A number of gear changes. He looked okay on this surface in a jump out prior to this campaign. It's a tough race, and we'll have to put our faith in Anthony and Sam Friedman. Numbers are 7, 10, 11 and 6.
7, 10, 11 and 6 in race number 3 for Glenn Ingram at Ballarat today. Race number 4 is a benchmark 70. It's over 1,400 metres. Take out number 6. This is a pretty tight race. Small field here. My Boy Birmingham at $1.90 is the favourite. Black Bolt, $2.90, was Dave Eustace's best today. Soaring Eagle at $7. And then the other three runners are $12 plus. So only a field of 6. The market's got it down to 2, maybe 3 chances at best.
Yeah, tight race indeed, and I like the push from Dave Eustace because that's my top pick there. The one Black Bolt. Look, there's a lot of speed on here, and the one Black Bolt laid in on My Boy Birmingham here last start, and they reunite again. Despite laying in, I thought he's had his measure throughout after pouring the pressure on him early. I think it's really hard to see the table turned, although the market disagrees. I see the Mac Boy horse has been very firm in betting. The 7, Soaring Eagle, might get too far back from the inner draw, but was really game in the chase last start. Fitter again second up today. If she's close enough, then I think she has to be considered a winning chance. And ditto the 5, El Santo, who was also racing in good form, got too far back there last start. That might be the case again. My numbers are 1, 2, 7 and 5.
1, 2, 7 and 5. So we are halfway through the Ballarat meeting. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview with Glenn Ingram. We are looking at today's Ballarat card. We're also keeping an eye on the NBA draft because Mick Sharkey has declared that number 5 will go to an Aussie, the pick of the Detroit Pistons, and we're waiting to see whether that occurs. They are now contemplating pick number 3, the Houston Rockets there, so we'll keep you updated. Just 2 picks away. They do take their time, each pick they have. So, Glenn, are you a bit of an NBA draft guru?
I'm not, but I listened in this morning. He's got me interested. So hopefully it gets up for the punters.
He's got us all interested now. 5 or 7 is what the mail is. All right, let's get into the first leg of the quaddie, race number 5. And no scratchings in this race. Almighty Wills at $2.90. Cooper Gem, $3.90. Rone, $4.80. Mocha Diamond is at $6. And they're the top 4 in the market. The only 4 under double figure odds. Do we need a few in the quaddie?
Yeah, we do need a few, but I think we'll get a split here in the Quaddy Michael with my best roughy number 7 Helicopter at around 20-1. I thought he was very good first up at Pakenham on the synthetic. He was a little bit keen early. He lost his spot at the turn and lost momentum and got going again late. The blinkers come off. He's a winner at this track. I think he can be in the forward half and give us a really big sight there at big odds. To beat the 5, Cooper Gem, the second favourite, was put in the gun spot outside leader last start. Capitalised, winning her maiden at start number 2, and she could have more upside and will race handy again. The 3, Mocha Diamond, had good late support and betting and was strong late at 1,400 metres to score. He may want further now, but I think he's a winning hope. And the 1, Almighty Will, formerly reads really well, second to the Flying Cyclone Sally when they all seemed to sit off her that day at Kyneton, and she bolted in. Then again, second behind Champions League at Pakenham Synthetic, and that horse runs again tomorrow at Caulfield, and we know the stable's got a bit of a rap on it, so... My numbers are 7, 5, 3, and 1.
7, 5, 3, and 1 in the first leg of the Quaddy, race number 5 at Ballarat. Race number 6 is a benchmark 64 over 2,200 metres. We can scratch 9 and 12. Hell Jammy is the $2.90 favourite. Harry Coffey rides for Kira Mar and Dave Eustace. They've also got the second favourite in the race, Murrumbidgee River, at $5.50. Border Leicester's at $7.50, as is Autisidorum as well. So who do you like in race number 6?
Yeah, we're going to narrow up the quaddy here. I'm going to make my best bet for 3, Hell Jammy. Expecting an improved effort this time after she got too far back at Pakenham on the synthetic and was just given a little hope there. That was over a mile off a short freshen, so she might have needed it and is much better suited to this trip and, importantly, back on the home track. So with new rider Harry Coffey aboard, I'm expecting her to be closer in the run from a midfield draw. The stable mate, the 7, Murrumbidgee River, won his maiden on this track over 1,500 metres. He's been trialling over hurdles this prep, and he goes here first up over 2,200 metres. So he's certainly a danger. He's a big, strong horse. He's got a few tricks. He likes to lay in, but with momentum, he's hard to get past. And the 6, Mr. Mischief, had excuses on the synthetic 2 back, then didn't quite run out the 2,400 last start at Swan Hill. He can figure in the finish here. And the 11, Grand Quill, is working up to a win. We'll get back and run on, but could be one for the multiples. My numbers are 3, 7, 6 and 11.
3, 7, 6 and 11. Hell Jammy, the best bet of the program. You can get $2.90 from Glenn Ingram in race number 6 at Ballarat, which is the second leg of the quaddy. Race number 7 is a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 5 and 10. Hallowed Ground, $2.80. Shotmaker, $3.60. Swamp Vixen at $6. Circle of Magic's at $7. And then the difference at $9. So who are you with here, Glenn?
Oh, I'm keen on the 6, Michael. Hallowed Ground. He smashed a Class 2 field here last start, and that was similar to the maiden win. He'll have more pressure here up in grade, but hard to pick against him, even though he'll need to do some work early, crossing from a wide gate. The 1, Shotmaker, is extremely well-placed with the 3-kilo claim. He's at the high cruiser, and he bolted in a Pakenham synthetic when he sat handy and dropped back to 1,200 metres. He'll be right at Hallow Ground's girth throughout, and I think with the claim, he might be too good. Good support this morning, and I like this runner, number 9, Swamp Vixen. She was good from the back here last start. I don't think she needs to get as far back this time around, and with a good draw, can position up midfield and put herself into the race earlier. The 7, Sold the Car, had good specking, and Julie saluted down the outside on this track last start. She was a little bit slow out from barrier 1, and... you know, that might be a disadvantage again here. My numbers are 6, 1, 9 and 7.
6, 1, 9 and 7 in race number 7. And then we get to the last of 8 today, which jumps at 6.30. It's over 1,000 metres. It's a benchmark 64. The Bont is out, number 11, playing tonight. Number 12 is Barrier. And then we get to Red Hawk here, Glenn. I'm interested for you to tell us what you think about this horse because, gee, it was a big push from Calvin McAvoy this morning. $2.50, it's the favourite. Inner Spirit, $4.40. Broadway Lane, $6.50. Deep Blast, $7. If you missed Calvin this morning, this is what he had to say about Red Hawk.
Very good gallop of this fellow, which we saw in his debut run. We then put him away. He pulled up Shinsaw out of the first run, which he won. He came back the next prep and went to Flemington as a short price favourite and didn't go a yard. Probably a combination of being a colt and also he did jar up quite badly that day. So we tipped him out again. He's come back more mature type of horse. I can't fault him. He's going really well. He's done plenty of work on the poly. He hasn't trialled this time in. But look, I could see him winning today, and I expect him to win, and I'm hoping he can go on with it from then on this time as a gelding.
So it doesn't get much stronger than that, and you can still get $2.50.
Well, I wish I had it tuned in, because that would nearly almost slay me, but I've got him in for second, Michael. I'm going to go with my best value bet. I'm glad you spoke to Mitch earlier. Number 6, Broadway Lane. Similar to Hallowed Ground, he's been a revelation on the synthetic tracks. He's won 2 of 3, and he was completely dominant in 58 grade here last start. I think he broke 35 his last 600 metres, and he was held up for most of it. So that was dropping back to 1,000 metres coming from off the speed, and he'll need to do it again up in grade. Barry 1's a bit of a negative for him. Just hopefully he can jump better this time around, but I certainly think he's a winning chance. To beat the 7, Red Hawk, our favourite, first up for the Mac Boys. He won his maiden here, and he's jumped out in good style to resume. I thought he may have been the type to go to Hong Kong early on, and maybe he's had some issues, lightly raced. Just not sure what to expect from him today, but obviously respecting what Calvin had to say earlier on the radio. The 8, Hunker Hunker Harry, was really poor first up after a good trial, but his record suggests he improves a lot second up, and that's a big odds. I think he's worth putting in the multiples. The 1, Inner Spirit, is a month between runs and unsighted on this type of surface. He's consistent. The claim helps. Definitely among the hopes. But my best value bet here is the 6, Broadway Lane. And the numbers are 6, 7, 8 and 1.
6, 7, 8 and 1. So $2.10 the place, $6.50 the win, Broadway Lane, the best each way play. And it has been $8 into $6.50 this morning. Glenny Ingram with his selection in the last at Ballarat. So how do we construct the meeting today, Glenn? Where do we find our winners?
Our best bet today is race 6, number 3, Haljami. Our best value is race 8, number 6, Broadway Lane. The best roughy on the card is race 5, number 7, Helicopter. And the quaddie today, first leg, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 and 9. Second leg, 3 and 7. Third leg of the quaddie, 1, 6, 9. And the last leg, 1, 6, 7 and 8. And our play of the day, the Daily Double, 3 and 7 in the first leg, into 6 and 7 in the last.
I like it, Glenny. And just for those who may have missed it, what's your best tomorrow at Caulfield?
Well, I've got a bit of a trial bias, Michael, but I'm really, really excited to see what Heath Heaven can do on debut in race 2 at Caulfield.
Taking on Gennady, the $1.75 favourite. Oh, there's one I want to ask you about in Adelaide too. Do you remember last week we were talking about the Spicer Galloper, which is actually making its Australian debut in the first, called No Drama. It's been heavily supported into 220. Are you with No Drama tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Just really professional two-year-old, handles wet ground. I'm sure the team's found a good race for him. I haven't done the form there, but yeah, he's a really smart horse.
All right, good on you, Glenny. And for those that are eagerly awaiting the results of the NBA draft, I can tell you there are 3 picks down. Orlando Magic's taken Paolo Banchero at its number 1 pick. And have a listen to this. Nick Quinn's tweeted out the money was spot on for Paolo Banchero, back from $5 into $1.40 today to be the number 1 selection in the NBA draft. Jabari Smith was a $1.15 favourite and drifted out. So the money landed with a top selection, Orlando Magic taking Paolo Banchero. Oklahoma City Thunder took Chet Holmgren as the second selection, and then Jabari Smith went to the Houston Rockets as the third selection. Sacramento Kings are on the clock now, and then it's the Detroit Pistons. So for those who took the Dyson Daniels mail from Mick Sharkey, number 5, Detroit Pistons, is what everyone is sweating on. Glenny, you have a good weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael. Cheers.